Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
So Business Insider says that America is currently suffering from a shortage of dish soap.
How?
I don't know, but there's a bunch of stores that are actually posting signs in their stores reading, dish soap is experiencing a national supply shortage, impacting product availability for our customers. These shortages will remain until December 1st. So it doesn't look like it's going to be lasting for a very long time, but still, hopefully you're stacked up. See,
I just bought some.
Was it expensive or was it okay?
There were expensive dish soaps, but I bought the cheaper one.
Yeah, that's usually what I go for, too.
Yeah. It's all the same.
But Procter & Gamble says we're aware that some P&G hand dish soap products may be harder to find at the moment. For a brief period, demand exceeded what we were able to supply, but this was temporary. So, obviously, people have loyalty to this brand.
Yeah.
And, people are wanting to get that specific soap, but you might have to go for the generic version of it in the meantime until they, freshen up their supply.
People are actually doing dishes?
I guess so.
What's going on?
Well, not everybody's got a dishwasher.
That's true. I don't.
Yeah.
But I always just leave them in the sink. So I guess we'll just have to keep doing that.
Yeah.
This is cool. A guy in Grand Rapids, he's just sitting at work and he's like, hey, what if I put a sign in the window that says, please send beer and see if it works? Well, it did. He's been receiving the beer because this is what his sign said. Please send beer to Sam on floor 3. Thank you. Now, he works for a digital marketing company that actually is above a restaurant. So people so far have gifted him 85 beers since he hung that sign.
Wow.
And New Holland Brewing Company up there is planning to honor Sam with a new beer.
What?
And they're calling it Third Floor Sam.
Oh, my gosh. This guy's a genius.
I mean, should we start hanging signs in our windows and see what happens?
Only problem is people drive too fast by we work, so I don't know if they'll notice it.
And our window faces the trees.
That's true. Yeah, with squirrels, maybe we'll get some
squirrels and
acorns.
Deer might, drop some things off, but that's about it. But that's pretty cool stuff. Good for that guy. Now I want to try that beer, Third Floor Sam.